Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ here this Sunday morning, the end of July almost, the last Sunday in July, July 28th, 2024. We thank you for joining us here. Lots going on. Have some current events to talk to you about, and hopefully a little encouragement to deal with those as we see the biblical times that we're in. It's exciting times. It really is. We always try to remind you to be prayed up. We hope that you are prayed up. Hopefully you are. Get those words right. And we start out with the pistol prayer. Again, it's a type of imprecatory prayer. So you want to make sure that you are ready to pray that type of prayer. That you've confessed your sins to God. That you have put on the full armor, that you are ready for battle, because it is a type of battle. It's a spiritual battle that we're in. It's a calling down fire on the enemy, calling for their demise. And so we hope you're ready. I hope you'll pray with us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release. Bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. And you may wonder, well, where does stuff like that come from? Well, it comes from our Bible. The instructions that we have, the guidelines that we are to live by. I want to start off with a couple of scriptures here. And the first is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it tells us all Scripture, not just the New Testament, not just the Gospels, not just what wasn't written by Paul, all Scripture, okay, all of it, is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. You know, if you're going to be a construction worker, you need certain tools, right? If you're going to cut trees down, you're going to be a logger or trim trees, you have to have certain tools for that. And you have to be equipped. You have to have the right tools. You have to have the right training. You have to have the right know-how. And then you have to use that training and know-how and experience, along with, like it says, being equipped with the right equipment. You have to put those together, and then you have to do. We see that, I mean, that's what we do in life, right? That's our jobs, our work. Maybe that's it at home, right? You know the things you have to do to be a good father, a good husband, a good wife, whatever it may be. But you have to do those things. And we have this scripture. We have this, just like it says here, all of this scripture. It's inspired by God. It's beneficial for teaching. Oh, well, I'd like to teach that. But when it comes to the rebuke, nobody wants rebuke. Nobody wants to be told they're wrong. How dare you? It's right in my eyes. That's the attitude of the flesh, believers and non-believers alike. But all scripture is good. Just wanted sometimes we need to just reestablish that base, that all scripture is inspired by God, and beneficial, and for us. It says, so that we may be equipped to do these things that Jesus said, well, you know, if you are my disciple, prove that by doing what I tell you to do. Not just the letters in red, but all of it. Jeremiah 44, we'll move on here, because the times are just incredible. Jeremiah 44:4, King James, it says, howbeit I send unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate. Boy, there's a sermon right there. There are things that God hates, things that he calls abominable. And it's not a mystery, because he has sent his people and he has sent his word what those are. And he's given the warning, don't do them. Don't do them. It's not going to be good for you. I hate it, says the Lord. Now, if you don't like that, you just turn to page 612, whatever it is in your Bible, and take a Sharpie and mark that out. Okay? And I know, Remnant, I'm preaching to the choir. You're not going to do that. But we have friends and family that want to do that. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Jesus is love. Well, did you see the opening of the Olympics? It's that time. Olympics every 4 years. An absolute mockery of Jesus Christ. This is supposed to be a mock-up of the Last Supper. You see the fat whatever in the middle with almost like the little Roman Catholic deity crown over her head. That's what a lot of the ancient writings or artwork and stuff would depict Jesus Christ and the saints and that type of stuff. And so it just absolutely is. If you hit that next picture, Jason, that's here's Da Vinci's The Last Supper. And so, again, it's just artwork, but it's a representation, one of the great painters of our time, of The Last Supper. Can we flip back one more? I think it'll back up. And so you see that it's just an absolute mockery. And then once this, the things that they were doing and saying there and proclaiming love. Oh, they speak love. Love, love, love is love no matter who you love, right? Oh, love, 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 love. But they know not of what they speak. They don't. It is an absolute mockery. Here was a quote. And I say praise the Lord that they've done it because people are awakening to it. Here was a quote in the news that says, France, a Roman Catholic nation, decided to open the Paris Olympics with LGBT and drag queens mocking Jesus' Last Supper, one of the most sacred occasions in Christianity. And the director was Jewish. Imagine if it were mocking a sacred Jewish ceremony. France betrayed Christianity. And I understand the Roman Catholic, all that. Still, people are saying, wait a minute, this is a little too far. I was working on this yesterday, Friday afternoon late and Saturday yesterday. And so even since then, I've seen that there have been businesses, tech businesses and others, the big sponsors of the Olympics that have said, break, we're out. We're not supporting this. And that's a good thing. It is. Here was a quote. Maybe you can see this. I took a screenshot of this. Maybe we can hit there. It says, Thomas Jolly, I guess that's the guy that did it. Let me read it off there. Thomas Jolly is the man who mocked Jesus Christ at the Last Supper. He is a gay, Jewish, 42-year-old and used the largest platform in the world to mock Christianity. How about that? Just so you know, that's what they do. It's what they are doing. It is the times that we're in. Oh, and it made the news like page 3, right? Just a little blur. But then you know how U.S. women's water polo, oh, they're winning first place, blah, blah, blah. A couple scriptures here came to mind. I found some graphics for them. Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And so this is one translation, the debased mind. But I want you to, Remnant, we need to start using these terms and start reminding other people. I did it the other day. They were talking about the this person had a friend and he's a homosexual and he's trying to convert him, but he's just, you know, illogical in his thinking. And I explained that to the guy. I said, read Romans. He has a debased mind. He is out of his mind while he's this way. Much like the prodigal son was. And I said, so how can, he's not going to be logical. He's not going to make any sense at all. We have governors. The governor here in Colorado, flaming faggot. You think he's in his right mind? You think he's going to do anything that is going to make any decision that's going to benefit the Christians in this land, in this state? You think he's going to do anything that's going to benefit the Christian American values that we hold? No. Debased. You can take that all the way to your local governments, your state governments, the federal government. Look at the, what do we got, some fat trans something as Department of Health? It's insanity. It's Babylon. So make sure we see that for what it is. And we need to use these terms. We need to use these. I use that term, it's Babylon. Had two different people ask me yesterday, did you see this mess? And, oh, they're mocking Jesus and they're mocking Christianity. And how could they do this? And it's Babylon. It's what they do. It's what they do. 2 Peter 3, 3 through 4. Knowing this, first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. In the last days, there shall come scoffers. You saw that one quote, the largest venue in the world. Everybody, except me and Jason, everybody else were tuning in to the opening of the Olympics. You know what I mean. One of the largest venues in the world. And they give God the middle finger. Scoffers. It's what they do. They don't believe. They push and promote. Anyway, we'll keep on. 2 Corinthians. And then another current event real quick. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, what fellowship has light with darkness? It's kind of a summary. What fellowship has light with darkness? And you know, in the background, we'll show in the beginning and the ending slide of this is, you know, choose you this day who you're going to serve. The background on the slides I put together, and I think we may run that for August because it really is a choice that we make. But there is no fellowship between light and darkness. There is none. So, presidential race has changed a little bit, looks like. You know, the Democratic committee had pretty much voted for Joe Biden to be the guy, and now he drops out, so they just automatically switch it to Kamala Harris. She's making a guest appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. I did not even know there was such a thing, but she's there, so she's there in the middle, and there ain't no telling what's sitting around her. There's just not. You see the picture if you're watching. It's all just filth. It's all brainwashing. To try to make it normal. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars? People pay for this stuff. So she's on there to push voter registration. I had a quote here I wanted to read. It says, she's telling the voters, each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly and with pride. But she has received an outpouring of support from the LGBTQ, BRF, DF, blah, blah, blahs, and leaders. Isn't that sweet? So just so you know, at least that's who supports her. I don't know anybody else that does. I didn't put a slide together, but you know what? I think it's in Matthew. It says, by your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. We hear so much in this our society today about belief. Well, just believe. Well, there's more to it than belief. The demons, James, what is it, 1:2 says, James says, the demons believe and shudder. They know God is God. They know Jesus is God. And they shudder at it. So you better do more than the demons do when it comes to doing. Because your words, by your words you're justified, by your words you're condemned. There it is. You be the judge of it. You be the judge. Romans 1:32. To know they, How about this? They know God's justice requires that those who do these things deserve to die. New Testament, this is Romans, okay? This is sitting back in Judges and in Leviticus. They know God's justice requires that those who do these things, and this is what we're talking about, what we're seeing here today, deserve to die. Yet they do them anyway. Worse yet, worse than doing them, they encourage others to do them too. Romans 1:32, you read it. Look at the context of Romans. That's the debased mind. They deserve to die. Oh, well, that's just sin, brother. All sinners deserve to die. Well, yes, some of us have come out of sin. And some are thriving in it, seem to be anyway, rejoicing in it. And it says those that that it's worse, these that encourage others to do it. It's a greater damnation, folks. It is. 2 Peter 3, verse 7. By the same word, the present heaven, and that's the word of God. By the same, John 3:16, okay, the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men, who they do them anyway. You can read it. You take a look and see. Was also a protest in D.C. I wanted to work this in. A couple other things here. Protest, I got a couple pictures for you. The Netanyahu visited and the pro-Hamas people threw a fit. And so they're, you know, you can't punish them. They're like the blacks rioting, you know, burning down the cities back in, what was it, 20 or 21. Oh, you don't know. Just don't touch them. It's a peaceful protest. Look at some pictures. Does this look like peaceful protest to you? This, yeah, you see, that's the big bell there is a replica in D.C. of the Liberty Bell. And I'm not going to mention what was painted on the backside. But you see the, oh, pro-Hamas, pro-Hamas. If you hit the next one there, Jason, it's Hamas is coming. Free Palestine. Hamas is coming. Okay. Deuteronomy 28, 33 and 34 came to mind when I saw this. A people you do not know will eat the produce of your land and all of your toil, and all your days will be oppressed and crushed. And we're starting to live that. We really are. And then verse 34. You'll be driven mad by the sight of it, by the sights you see. I hope people are getting mad. I hope they are. Remember our network website, sfawbn.com. The Newswire is there, the broadcast schedule, archives, tons of stuff are there. Is there, are there, can be found there, however you say it. And if you've got stuff going on, you can email us. You see the email there, jason@sfaw.org, and drop us an email, send it up there, and we'll take a look if we can get that link and include it on there to share it with the remnant. We'll go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 29:18 tells us, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he who keeps the law. Now, we read earlier that all Scripture was for our learning. Does that mean all Scripture except those that pertain to the law? Because the law was nailed to the cross, brother, and done away with. Don't you know that? No, I don't know that, because I didn't go to seminary and get brainwashed about that. I've read the book. I've read it in Psalms where it says, Lord, your law is eternal, forever. Happy is he who keeps the law. I'd like to be happy. How about you? I don't want to be fat and happy. I'd like to be happy. I like happy. Happy is he who keeps the law. I'm going to believe this word. I'm going to believe Proverbs 29:18. First John 3:4, right? Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness as well indeed. Sin is lawlessness. Boy, You want to break up a group of Judeo-Christians, start quoting that to them. Sin is law, because they don't know. They just don't know. Happy is he who keeps the law. You know, where's the happiness? Where's the joy? Brother Paul brought a message years ago. He's reminded us. And Branson, where's the joy? We've lost it as a people. I remember pastor going and just watching people and bringing sermons. No smiles. There's no smiles anymore. Nobody's happy. Nobody's joyful anymore. That was 20 years ago. Lawlessness. Just a quick summary here. I didn't have time to put all these out, but lawlessness. What the New Testament says about lawlessness. It condemns. There's some scriptures for that, Matthew and 2 Thessalonians. It corrupts. It's contrary to righteousness. It can be covered by God's mercy and grace. Yeah, absolutely. But lawlessness, it just abounds today. And the Judeo-Christian churches, the false churches say that, yeah, but there's no more law. The law, God's law, is done away with. You know, Jesus had a little something to say about that in Matthew 5:17, just a little something. So you can believe man. All men are liars, the Bible says, but God is true. Or you can believe the words of Jesus Christ, where he says, "Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets." That's the all scripture, right? The law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So you want to be happy? Take a look at Proverbs 29:18. What's the old reggae song? Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. No, I'm not pushing that. I'm pushing Proverbs 29:18. That's what we need. This word. Let's take a look at some application of that. Psalms 32:7 says, "O Lord, you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." You think that's just spiritual? You think that's just in the spirit, just in the here and after? No, that's in the here and now. David knew it. He wrote it there in Psalms. You, O Lord, are my hiding place. You protect me. You see what happened in Yellowstone back on just the 23rd, just not even a week ago? Got a couple pictures here. A thermal zone in Yellowstone National Park, known for its geysers, hot springs, surface instability, and volatile features, exploded on tourists, destroying one of the park's famed boardwalks and terrifying watchers. I hope you saw this last week. They're out there. It's just another day in paradise. Summer vacation out at Yellowstone. Saw Yogi Bear this morning out on this boardwalk, and this boardwalk was like... Hit the next picture there, Jason. I think it's got some pictures of the destroyed boardwalk. This thing was like, I think, 300 yards long, this boardwalk. And there were 30 or 40, 50 people out there all up and down it. Oh, look. Look here, Martha. Things are happening. Boom, boom, kaboom. I got a buddy that's a geologist, and I texted him and asked him. I said, "Hey, is this the end? Is this Yellowstone going?" He said, "No, it was just a steam and water and not really earthquake, not seismic, but geothermal." Okay. Nobody injured. Nobody injured. People out there enjoying God's creation. But the boardwalk destroyed. I think it was one more picture there, the boardwalk destroyed. So anyway, Remnant, I hope that that's encouraging to you, because like we read, God is our protection. He is. Isaiah 41:10, my last scripture. Yep, last scripture. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So we are in the time of scoffers, and we are in the time of the upheaval of the earth. We're in a time where we have leaders that are debased, that are out of their mind. But as Isaiah says, don't fear. Don't fear. His righteous right hand will uphold us. So let's keep the faith, Remnant. Hey, thanks for tuning in. That's all the time I got this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you coming up. Got a brand new message from Brother Zach after that. We'll be back for communion. Thanks for joining us here this end of July. God bless.
In 2008, there came a little shift caused by General Jesus and his leadership. He said, get faith and get a little mean. Catch the muddy tares and wipe the field clean. Swung our swords and the tares started falling. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Swung once more and they began to run it to the underground like snakes into a hole.
One, two, three, four.
We looked around and we saw what they had done. There must have been 100 of them having demonic fun. Their heads stood high and they looked like creepy things. We stood by General Jesus and all began to sing. We swung our swords and the tares started falling. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. We swung once more and they began to running to the underground like snakes into a hole.
One, two, three, four.
Jesus said we could take them by surprise if we held our faith and looked them in the eye. We held our faith and we saw their faces well. Then we opened up a prayer and sent them all to hell. We swung our swords and the tares started falling. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. We swung once more and they began to run to the underground like snakes into a hole.
One, two, three, four.
They ran to the courts and they ran to the Clintons and they ran to the Bushes. Where else could they go? They ran so fast, hellhounds couldn't catch them. Down, down, down to the grass of Sheol. Fired a holy cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed a donkey bone and fought another round. Then we found an elephant and powdered his behind. And when they saw it coming, they really lost their mind. We swung our swords and the tears started falling. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. We swung once more and they began to run it to the underground like snakes into a hole.
One, two, three, four.
They ran to the courts and they ran to the Clintons and they ran to the Bushes. Where else could they go? They ran so fast, hellhounds couldn't catch them. Down, down, down to the grass of Sheol.
One, two, three, four. Sound off, three, four. One, two, three, four. Sound off, three, four. One, two, three, four. Sound off, three, four.
Let's march on in his blaze of glory. All good things will win. Like all heroes in his story, let's fight on like he fights sin. In his blaze of glory, there they are, hardy hearted. They thought their world would never end, but they'll fall hard when we get started. Let's follow Jesus and cast out sin. Let's march on in his blaze of glory. All good things will win, like all heroes. Fight on like he fights.